Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and a sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is November the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2018. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I am Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I've been arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from anxiety and fear, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things that happens to us in life. I have been set free from. Hallelujah. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is the sheriff there. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. So once again, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I'm just so thankful that each of you are tuning in this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning on a holiday weekend. Hallelujah. I'm so happy you're all tuning in. So I just want to pick up where I've left off, the bringing of the law through Moses. And, you know, once again, we're entering into the second portion. When I take a macro perspective of the Bible, I see the Bible split into three portions. The first portion would be where God is not imputing sin. Sin was in the world, but it was not imputed because there was no law. Then there's the second section, and that's what I'm kind of bringing us into, but I'm revealing God's goodness through Him bringing the law and why He brought the law through Moses. And that would be the second section, which would be the old covenant that God entered into with the Israelites, and the Israelites entered into with God. The Israelites were like, oh yeah, all that you've said we can do, they all said with one voice. No problemo. They didn't say that, but I just like saying that. So they entered into a covenant, and now God's holy standard was out there, basically, because before that, there was no holy standard. There was no law to be broken. There was no transgression because there was no law. Then He brought the law to the Israelites, not to the Gentiles, not to any other race of people other than the Israelites. Man, that's a huge one for me, folks, because I grew up in the church believing that the law is how I was supposed to be right with God, and it's not true because there's the third section of the Bible, which is the New Covenant, the New Testament. It's a better covenant built upon better promises because Jesus fulfilled all the law. Jesus lived a perfect life and died. He who knew no sin became sin so that you and I could be right with God. Hallelujah. You know, I find that during the holidays, it's really kind of interesting because I've worked many jobs. I call myself jack of all trades, master of none. And so I have done a lot of jobs. I mean, a lot of jobs. And, you know, some of the worst jobs during the holiday I had, I was a barber on a military base. And I noticed that the holiday time on the military base was miserable. I mean, we're talking any kind of holiday. We're talking Valentine's Day. We're talking Easter. Any sort of holiday on the military base was miserable. And I got to thinking, man, why is that? And you know why it was is because the people that were there on base had to be there. Like they either didn't have anywhere else to go or they weren't able to go home to see family or be with friends or whatever. And so it really breeded this real negative attitude. Then also working in retail, I find that when I worked in retail, the holidays can be really a downer. People are stressed out about gifts. People are stressed out about food. They're stressed out about all the work. And oh my goodness, let's not even talk about the family that's coming. And they're going to be there for like 3 days. It's a stressful time of year, you guys. And I'm just like, I don't get it. You know why? Because we have so much to be thankful for. And the number one thing we have to be thankful for is that our God is a good God. Our God is love, and He sent His Son to become sin and to take all payment for sin and all punishment for sin for you and me so that we can be right with God. So, you know, Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. You cannot have an intimate relationship with God without doing that, folks. And so I just want to encourage you, if you have not, that's all it takes. And you're right with God. Man, if we have nothing else to be thankful for, that is more than enough. That is more than enough to know that you are right with the creator of the universe, that the creator of the universe knows you by name. He knows how many hairs you're supposed to have on your head if you're bald, and he knows how many hairs you do have on your head if you're not bald. So praise God, I don't even know where that came from. However, I have been easing us into, because, you know, when you think about the law coming through Moses, the Bible actually says that the law works wrath. And that's where I kind of crash landed last week. I ran out of time and my producer was like giving me all sorts of signals of like, you better shut your mouth because you're going on too long. So I had to do a crash landing. But what I was comparing, and here's the deal, I'm going to be comparing the old covenant, the law, versus the new covenant. And that is Jesus. That's the, and there's so many comparisons in the Word of God between the two covenants. It's more than just a blank page between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And most people do not know that. I never knew it. I thought it all blended together, and that's why I couldn't understand. How can you say God is love? Because look at what he's doing here, you know? Like, he instructs the Israelites to, when they're taking the land that God had given them, 40 years later than what they should have because of their own choices, you know, God says, go ahead and kill every beast, every animal, every man, woman, and child, and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, how can God be love when he's instructing them to do that? But see, here's the deal. They could not be born again in the old covenant. Jesus had not yet come. So their natures could not be changed. You know, it's kind of like when somebody has cancer in a part of their body, the first thing they want to do is cut it out. And that's basically what it was. It was for the greater good. And sometimes we get so entrenched into the details that we can't see the greater good, the macro perspective of where God was coming from. Because he's like, Jesus had not come and defeated the devil yet. So there was no power over the enemy on earth. And that's why you rarely even see mention of the devil or Satan in the Old Testament, because there was no power over him. Then you move into the New Testament, and left and right, Jesus is like, you have power over the enemy. Any of these works that I do, you can do also, because Jesus defeated Satan. That is the new covenant. So in order for you to understand the old covenant, you have to see the new covenant. Sometimes you don't understand how good you got it until you see how bad it could be. So that's what I'm kind of trying to do here. So I left off talking about the comparison between the first violator of the law. So it's after Moses has brought the law, the Israelites have entered into covenant. They're like, oh yeah, God, we can do everything you want us to do. And then somebody breaks the law. And you know what this guy did? He picked up sticks on the Sabbath day. Now, the Sabbath day was set apart to be a day of rest. It was to be an honor to God. They were to do everything the day before so that they would do no work on the Sabbath. And this guy goes and picks up some sticks on the Sabbath, and he violated the law. So what did they do? They killed him. That was God's command. Kill them. See, here's the deal. When sin is so rampant, when things are so out of control, God had to set a standard. He had to show this is a real covenant that we're entered into. He was an example. He really was. And, you know, a lot of times you hear that at court and stuff like that is how, well, we're just going to make an example out of you. And what that does is when somebody's made an example, everybody else goes, oh, wow, this is no joke right here. And that's really what it did to the Israelites. They actually had to kill a man for picking up sticks. And that was a God commandment. And you're thinking, how is that love? Well, like I say, we need to step back and look at the macro perspective. God was trying to slow down sin so that he would have a virgin left in the earth for Jesus to come through. It was out of God's love for all mankind that he had to do this. He had to bring the law and he had to slow sin down. That's why the law was brought. And if you don't understand that, I want you to listen to the last couple of episodes because you will understand it after you listen to that. And I don't want to get bogged down again. But that was the first violator of the law. But see, here in the New Covenant, so now I'm going to be switching back and forth between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. So the New Covenant is Jesus. Jesus comes to earth. Jesus is 100% God. He becomes 100% man, and he comes to earth and walks on this earth like you and me. Just that in itself is amazing. That is a God that we, how many kings, there's a song that comes on at Christmas time, and it's a Christian song, and it talks about how many kings stepped down from their throne and like gave himself for the world that he loves. You don't see kings do that. The King of all kings, God the Father, sent his son for you. If there would have been no one else on the earth, it would have been, he would have done it for you. That's how much God loves us. Because why? Because he is love. It's not because we're so lovely or we're so wonderful. No, it's because God is love and he just wants nothing but a relationship with you. So he sent Jesus. And in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, it says numerous times how Jesus is the expressed image of God. If you want to know who God is, look at Jesus and how Jesus deals with people. That's God's true nature. That is God's true nature, folks. So let's look at one of the first encounters that Jesus has with a law breaker, quote unquote. And it is the age-old story of the woman caught in adultery. So in the law, according to the law that Moses brought, if somebody were caught in the act of adultery, both the man and the woman were to be stoned and put to death. You know what? If you're not able to listen to the rest of this show, I want you to go ahead. You can give me a call and I'll send you the link at 970-919-0459. Otherwise, send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free. So, you know, what's crazy here is that the woman that's caught in adultery, all of a sudden the Pharisees, the religious folk, the church folk, the guys who thought that they obeyed the law, but yet their heart was far from God. If you read the Bible, that's how Jesus deals with them. You know, most of the flack Jesus got was from religious people. And I'm telling you right now, if you start grabbing hold of this and you start going, you know what? I am right with God simply because of Jesus. The people that are trying to be right with God through their actions, through the Ten Commandments, through their serving at the church, through this, through that, apart from Jesus, they're not going to like you very much. I'll tell you that much. But that's okay because they didn't like Jesus either. So praise God. We're all in the same boat, I guess. So the woman caught in adultery. So the Pharisees, the religious folk, they bring this woman before Jesus. Now, you know, the first question arises, where was the man? Because the Pharisees were like, we caught her in the act of in the very act of adultery. Well, they really should have brought the man too, but who knows why that happened. So they throw her in front of Jesus, and I'm going to read that to you. It's in John 8. I'm going to try to skip through a little bit here. So when they bring the woman caught in adultery, they say unto him, this is John chapter 8, verse 4. They say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. I'm sure they were all mumbling and grumbling. Ooh. And then they said in verse 5, Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? So they're thinking, oh, we're going to catch him here. Because if he's, well, I'll just keep reading. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and he said to them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. So as you read further, they basically all leave one by one. And in verse 10, it says, When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are thine accusers? Has no man condemned you? And she said, No man, Lord. And this is what Jesus said unto her. Now, look, you guys, this is the new covenant. This is the way God intended it to be before Adam fell. This is God's true nature, and we can see it revealed in Jesus. And this is what Jesus says to the woman that nobody else condemned, because Jesus basically called him out, was like, yeah, whoever's without sin, you cast the first stone. And all of them were very wise to think, oh, well, I'm not without sin, so I better not cast that first stone. And so he says, Who has condemned you? She says, No man. And this is what Jesus said, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So here's the deal. It wasn't like Jesus was saying, This isn't sin. Don't worry about it. And, you know, there's a whole branch of people, and I don't know why I'm getting off on this, but there's a whole sector of people that have taken the grace message and have ran off into the ditch. That's all I can say. They've ran off into the ditch, this grace ditch, to where they're like, well, it's not really sin, and God doesn't view things as sin. Yeah, he does, because Jesus said right here, go and sin no more. So he was saying, what you're doing is sin, but I'm not condemning you. Why? Because God is love, and Jesus was going to pay the price for her sin, and he knew it. And so that is our God. That is the difference between the old covenant, picking up sticks and you get stoned and killed, versus the new covenant saying, I don't condemn you anymore. Because here's the deal, folks. When you believe on Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Past sins, present sins, and even future sins. Now, a lot of people have problem with the whole idea of future sins, but here's the deal. If God didn't forgive future sins, then none of your sins could be forgiven, because when Jesus died on the cross for your sins, it was 2,000 years ago. So every sin he forgave of yours was all future tense sin. So I'm glad I just threw that out there, because there's there's a mistake a lot of times about that. They're like, no, God's forgiven your sin up until when you confess and you admit you're a sinner and you ask for forgiveness. But then if you sin after that, then you have to ask for forgiveness. Otherwise, you're not forgiven. No, you need to repent. But repentance is not for God. That's for you. That's so you can go, wow, God, I really messed up there. I'm going to turn and change my way. That's what repentance is. But it's not, and you ask for forgiveness, you can say, God, forgive me, but God already forgave you. What you do when you ask for forgiveness is you're clearing your conscience. You're getting it off of your shoulders. You're not carrying that no more, because guess what? The enemy, the devil, is the accuser of the brethren. So here's what happens when we don't ask for forgiveness and repent, is then when we see somebody in the grocery store and you have this burning desire to go and pray for this person, or maybe you feel like God wants you to tell them that God loves them and all this stuff, you know, the first thing that will enter your mind if you don't ask for forgiveness and repent before God is that bad thing that you know you shouldn't have done. You know that you should have asked for forgiveness, that you should have let it go. That's the stuff that the enemy will throw at you. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, you won't go and pray for that person, even though you know God wants you to, but you have this ick that is holding you back. So that's why we repent. I'm not trying to minister on repentance, but I'm trying to paint the picture, you guys, that your sins are forgiven when you believe on Jesus. Once you believe on Jesus, all sin is forgiven. All sickness is healed. Everything bad, and that's what I've been trying to say now for months, is I am so free, but I've been arrested by God's love. He has arrested me, because, you know, when you get arrested, it's like you can't go nowhere. You're handcuffed. I mean, praise God, I've never been actually arrested. Not that that's anything bad. I should have been. I just was lucky enough to not get caught. And so, but when you're arrested, you can't go anywhere. You're just like, you're at the mercy of who has put you into custody, who has arrested you. And that's where I'm at, you guys. And I'm telling you, there's no other place to be other than in the middle of God's will for your life. And I am arrested by his love. And I know that all the plans and the thoughts that he has towards me are good and not of evil. I know my future is so bright, I gotta wear shades. Just like that 80s song that I used to love so much. It's so bright, I gotta wear shades, because I know who God is. This is why it's so important of what I'm sharing with you, is you gotta understand who God is. Then you don't mind being arrested by him. Praise the Lord. So I'm gonna try to not do a crash landing this episode like I did last week. However, I wanna get into this a little bit, because we gotta compare the old covenant versus the new covenant. The old covenant versus the new covenant, so that we understand how we stand with God. So we understand all this stuff. So first of all, I want to talk about the law. So this would be the old covenant. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Romans chapter 3, verse 20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified. Look, nobody has ever obeyed the law 100%. In the old covenant, in thousands of years, there was only one man that completely completely fulfilled the law, and that was Jesus. So the law was never brought to justify people. The law was brought to slow down sin and to have a people set apart so that they weren't acting like the rest of the world and they weren't getting what the rest of the world was getting. That God wanted to show his favor and his love, but they had to stop doing all the things they were doing that was destroying themselves. So it says in verse 20, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. You know, you don't know it's sin unless there's a law that says that is sin. That is not right. And praise God, in the new covenant, after Jesus has come, everybody knows within themselves what's right and what's wrong. You know, the problem is a lot of times we know that something is wrong, but we do it anyway. And the more we do that, we get a hardened heart, is what the Bible calls it. But either way, the law is the knowledge of sin. You don't know that it's sin until the law has come. And so I'm just going to do the flip side of it, which is the new covenant. That was the old covenant. The old covenant brings you knowledge of sin. The new covenant, however, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That's if you've believed on Jesus. This is who he's talking to. And he says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through, not through the law, not through obeying all the commandments. No, it says through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. He's given unto us everything that pertains unto life and godliness. Through the law? No. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Praise God. That is the new covenant, folks. No longer are we bound by a law. And I'm going to get into next week more of the comparison between the old covenant and the new covenant. Like every week, I have a question for you. So my question is, since we had Thanksgiving 2 days ago, you know, you've probably all sat around the table or sat around your living room and told each other what you're most thankful for throughout the year. And praise God for that. That's what we should focus on. However, I am curious to find out what this year have you done, has happened to you that you're not thankful for. I want to kind of flip it around, you know, and what is it that happened to you or that you did that if there's no good that comes of it other than a learning experience? I would really like to hear those stories. So give me a call at 970-919-0459. Send me a message on juliesministry.org. That's juliesministry.org. Or you can find me on Facebook at Arrested and Free. And please tune in next week at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning at KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, or 92.5 FM. And I have a scripture for you this week. It is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And this is so fitting with the Thanksgiving that we are celebrating this weekend. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. People, when we pray to God, we need to be thankful because he's going to do it. He's already done it. So I'll leave you with that this week and have a blessed week. And we'll talk to you at 6 o'clock Saturday morning on KRDO News Radio. Bye.
I know you are the
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
I know. You are the light shines all around.